Hi, Dave Radlauer with you for Jazz Rhythm, and no topic could be better suited for our ongoing exploration of the history, culture, and personalities of jazz than Duke Ellington. He did it all, and quite frankly, he's one of my favorites. Of course, Duke's achievements were only possible by surrounding himself with brilliant soloists and talented musicians, creating a unique synergy between Duke and his Ellingtonians, as they're sometimes called. This hour, I'll highlight some of these creative Ellingtonians. Saxist Johnny Hodges, probably the greatest alto saxophonist of jazz. The brilliant young bassist, Jimmy Blanton, who made a strong mark on the band and the art of jazz bass. We'll hear the words and music of trumpeter Rex Stewart, who was a distinctive musical voice and an articulate observer of the Ellingtonians. I'm starting with vocalist Ivy Anderson, and I just love her singing. I think she's been doubly overlooked. Firstly, for her excellence as one of the best female jazz vocalists of the 30s, and secondly, for her dedicated supporting role for over a decade in the Ellington Orchestra. She was really one of the best, if not the best, vocal interpreter of Ellington's lyrical gift. To illustrate, here are two rare performances featuring Ivy Anderson live at the Cotton Club in 1938, starting with Carnival and Caroline from Jazz Rhythm.
Dreamers every place, masks on every face, join the race to the carnival in Caroline. Without a care, laughter everywhere, I've been there for the carnival in Caroline. Watch them loop-de-loop, watch the scooter-scoop, watch them hoop-a-hoop, peanut popcorn, chewing gum, candy, sideshow to the right. Fireworks all night, things are bright at the carnival in
Anderson to sing, "Oh Babe, Maybe Someday."
Shake your hot cha-cha. When I dream of you, do I dream?
Ellington vocalist Ivy Anderson, Oh Babe, Maybe Someday, and Carnival and Caroline, both live at the Cotton Club in 1938, or possibly recorded there for broadcast, and issued on LP in the 1970s.
When I dream, I dream you. Do I dream, I do, I do. Oh, babe, oh, yeah. Oh, babe, I am in.
This is Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me for this Duke Ellington centenary and focus on the Ellingtonians, as they're sometimes called, the wonderful group of musicians, exotic characters, and varying musical personalities who worked so closely with Duke during half a century of remarkable music making. This is the last program in a series saluting Duke Ellington, clearly a great master of jazz, an extraordinary bandleader, composer, pianist, and an individual who was deeply complex, colorful, elegant, eloquent, and always charming. The one and the only Duke of Ellington. Vocalist Ivy Anderson was much, much more than the band's girl singer for the years 1931 through 42. The first full-time Ellington vocalist, at her first show at a 3,200-seat theater, she was forced to take four bows and make a short speech before she was permitted to leave the stage. Ivy was well-loved by the other Ellingtonians. Rex Stewart called her personality magic, saying, "Her voice wasn't great, but the moods she projected were fantastic. Oft times, the fellows in the band would get caught up in the tide of her emotional portrayal and look sheepishly at one another in wonder at her artistry. She did the serious songs in a way to make you weep." Offstage, our Miss Anderson was another person entirely, bossing the poker game, cussing out Ellington, playing practical jokes, or giving some girl advice about love and life. As I've said, my aunt saw the Ellington Orchestra and Ivy on stage and described to me the playful banter that Ivy carried on with band members that especially endeared her to audiences. An example of this, one I especially love, is her delightfully ironic recording of Killin' Myself. It demonstrates this well, and here it's Billy Strayhorn handing her a line of jive, though on stage it was much more likely to be drummer Sonny Greer. First, though, Ivy's touching Stormy Weather, and Duke's fond recollection and high praise of vocalist Ivy Anderson from his autobiographical memoir, Music Is My Mistress, as read by Michael Tucker.
Although Ivy Anderson was not well known at the time, I soon found that she was really an extraordinary artist and an extraordinary person as well. She had great dignity, and she was greatly admired by everybody everywhere we went, at home and abroad. She became one of our mainstays and highlights, and she gave some unforgettable performances. She stopped the show cold at the Palladium in London in 1933. While she was singing Stormy Weather, the audience and all the management broke down crying and applauding. This was topping our 8 weeks of playing Stormy Weather at the Cotton Club for Ethel Waters, for whom the song had been written.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather sends my man and I together. Keeps raining all the time. Gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. Just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the dark. So weary all the time. When he went away, blues often and men. If he stays away, old rocking chairs again. All I do is pray the Lord above.
will let me walk in the sun once more. Can't go on. Everything I had is gone. Stormy weather. Then my man and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time. Keeps raining all the time.
Dressed to kill. I'm a natural born a killer dill. I'm killing myself.
I know you're doing your best, baby.
Jack, I'm killing myself.
Well, all right.
I'm a natural borner dressed to kill. Killing myself.
Don't do that.
It's the gasser. Killing myself.
I don't dig, is it?
Dodging my head and knocking them dead. I'm killing myself.
What ward you gonna be in?
Busting my conch on honky-tonk. Killing myself.
Lily.
Ivy Anderson, the vocalist for over a decade, with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. That was from 1939 and 40, Killing Myself, that's a gas, and her classic Stormy Weather. I'm Dave Radlauer. I'm glad you could be with me for this Duke Ellington centenary on Jazz Rhythm. Still ahead, the recollections of trumpeter Rex Stewart and an appreciation of bassist Jimmy Blanton and his profound effect on Ellington and the band. One of Duke Ellington's most valuable soloists was alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges. And except for a brief spell in the early 50s, he was with Ellington from 1928 until his death in 1970. Hodges, known as Rabbit, it's been suggested he looked a little bit like a rabbit, was not only a major force within the band, but a major force in the greater development of jazz saxophone. And Hodges was the first to make a valid jazz statement with the alto sax. He had exceptional command of that notoriously difficult instrument, developing a broad, smooth, luscious tone that not only made him a favorite with audiences, but put him in frequent demand for recording sessions with other top band leaders like Lionel Hampton, Teddy Wilson, and Benny Goodman. Hodges was also very active in the small Ellington spin-off groups that were released under the names of such Ellingtonians as Rex Stewart, Cootie Williams, Barney Bigard, and as Johnny Hodges Orchestra. The Johnny Hodges records were among the most successful of the small Ellington band records, successful both musically and in sales. Here are some examples of Hodges' excellent 1938 sessions and the kind of tunes that Ellington wrote around his specific voice, or that were inspired by Hodge's riffs and then credited jointly to Hodge's by Ellington when published. Hodgepodge and Jeep's Blues. Jeep, incidentally, another of Hodge's nicknames. On Jeeps and The Gal from Joe's, we'll hear Hodge's 1961 recordings. The small bands always contain the very cream of the Ellingtonians. On the 1938 sessions, we've got trumpeter Cootie Williams here, trombonist Lawrence Brown, Harry Carney on baritone sax, and Ellington and Strayhorn traded off on the piano duties. Of course, Sonny Greer on drums. Johnny Hodge's orchestra, 1938, Hodgepodge.
Thank you.
Jeeps Blues, Johnny Hodges from 1938 and 1961. We also heard The Gal from Joe's, now recently reissued on CD, and we started with Hodgepodge, Johnny Hodges and his orchestra from 1938, and his unbelievably creamy tones and luscious alto saxophone lines, just delightful. Hodges himself was apparently a somewhat strange and enigmatic personality. He's been described as reserved, aloof, even sphinx-like, and a heck of a poker player. It's little appreciated how much Hodges was influenced by Sidney Bechet. He got his start in Bechet's band in Harlem, and he shared Ellington's deep admiration for Sidney, and both were deeply influenced by the New Orleans master, who played briefly in the late 20s with the Ellington Orchestra, though he never recorded with them. And Hodges himself even played soprano sax often until 1940. Hodges ultimately managed to fuse together many of Bechet's devices with his own interpretation of the blues and Hodges' own exceptionally flowing line. A good example is the moving Warm Valley. Words of Duke Ellington from Music Is My Mistress, read by Michael Tucker.
Sidney Bechet was one of the truly great originals. He joined us in 1926 during the summertime. Most of the time, Bechet played soprano saxophone, but then he would take out his clarinet. Although it really wasn't his thing, he had the world's greatest wood tone on that instrument. You don't hear that wood in what most clarinetists play today, but I love it and miss it. He took Johnny Hodges under his arm and taught him everything. Johnny's approach to saxophone was very much in that direction anyway, so it was easy for him to absorb from Bechet, whom he loved and really idolized.
So luscious. Warm Valley, Johnny Hodges' alto saxophone, an example of the Bechet effect at play in the Ellington Orchestra as late as 1940.